Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I'm happy to have my brother, Dwayne Brovan, as my guest this week. Dwayne has worked in the digital photography industry since 2000 and has done many different types of photography. He's been a commercial photographer specializing in architectural photos, a sports photography shooter and sports photography business owner, and then he owned a portrait studio and a photography training center. Dwayne is the owner of a photography business, Great Perspective Photography, in which he strives to educate photographers wishing to improve their craft through printed and online guides, as well as workshops and classes. Dwayne is also working at Crown Camera in Redding, California, and is currently their assistant manager. Dwayne's intention is to help photographers take better pictures through purchasing the proper equipment and by helping them learn how to get the most out of that equipment. In his spare time, he has created a small, convenient, and easy-to-understand photographer's pocket guide on basic camera settings, which gives photographers the information on how to take control of their cameras and create their own works of art. Join us for a conversation about photography, the photography industry, setting goals, and how Dwayne's new Photographer's Pocket Guides can help you take better pictures. Welcome, Dwayne.
Oh, welcome, Margot, and thanks for having me on your show. I feel honored. Also, I don't know if people know it or not, but you've been my life coach for 4 years now, and it's really helped me understand and honor my core values and helped me grow in my business, life, and even improved my relationships.
Well, it's been a joy being your coach and seeing you grow and get inspired and move on to more and more goals. It's really been fun.
Well,
I really enjoyed it.
I seriously doubt that I'd be where I'm at the moment without it. It's become such an important part. It gives you, makes you stay on track, gives you deadlines. Sometimes you don't follow the deadlines, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it really helps a person grow and to understand if they're moving forward or just staying still or even moving backwards.
Yeah, and one of the things that as a coach I like to do is I like to listen and ask questions, and so I am able to help you and my other clients to really see when they're getting off course and what's on course for them and what they really feel would be a really great thing to do next. And also to go for the music that you're hearing calling you, you know, living your music, so to speak. It is about doing what your heart desires. And so sometimes that can be pretty scary, and to talk to regular family members, even though I am a family member, I am your coach. And so there's that too. But you have also been an outstanding coach client because you always come prepared. You always do what you're supposed to do for the coaching call, and you know, you set goals that are reasonable, and if you need to have some more time to do them, you do it. So congratulations on that as well, and I'm so excited for all of the wonderful things that you've been doing, learning, becoming, sharing. It's just been so awesome to watch.
Well, thanks. It's one of those things that at first you think that the coach is going to set your goals for you, control what you think or do, but it isn't that at all. It's they help draw out what you desire and might give you some moral support or a couple suggestions, but it's definitely not forcing you into something that you don't want. It's exactly opposite. And one of the things I've jotted down, I've become to understand myself a whole lot better, and it seems each year with more clarity, I've come to understand that I'm a business person, an entrepreneur at heart, and a photographer, and that I can combine both of those loves and put it together, which helps enrich me and also all the people surrounding me. I can help them. I have a deep desire to help people, especially in their photographic needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now what insights have you gotten by working at Crown Camera in Redding?
Well, it's given me a lot of insight into the actual photography industry. Prior to working in retail, which I've done now for 3 years, I was on the other end of it, the user of all the equipment. And from that perspective, it is different than being on the retail end. Number one, trying to follow the trends and figure out what people want, and also all the drastic changes that have been happening in the industry. I know I've been working there 3 years, and I've noticed such a change. We used to sell a lot of small point-and-shoot cameras to people. We hardly sell any of those anymore. And a lot of our print business is off of the smartphone and mobile devices. And a lot of our business for cameras now, instead of being the smaller cameras, are for the larger cameras, because people realize the smartphone just doesn't quite cut it.
I see. So because of that, you help them figure out what camera would be good for what they want to do, right? You know, so that they don't waste money buying one that's wrong for them, you know, either not enough or maybe too much, really, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're correct about that. It's one of those things that it gets confusing for the purchaser, because there's so many choices out there. And making a wrong choice can be where they spend more money than they need, or they could have spent a little more money and got something they really desired, or it might not even be that they have to spend more money. It's just there's options out there they're unaware of.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it was really fun when we were up on for Thanksgiving, getting to see your store for the first time and see you there, and you were able to show Dudley some cameras that he'd been thinking about maybe moving up to for his professional photography uses. And that was so cool to see how you worked with him and watch how you were telling him the pros and cons of the different cameras and of how you can save money if you already have the lens by getting just the body. And there's just all these different things that you know that are able to help people make wise choices when it comes to buying cameras.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think it's partly with my background and varied background in photography that I can also relate with most of the customers, from being a beginner to intermediate to advanced, also from doing buildings to people, sports. Plus, I also like to make sure people are getting what they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, because there's more people are taking pictures, but, you know, they don't necessarily get the kind of pictures that they want with their phone, right, or with sometimes with the point-and-shoot cameras. And how do you help them with
that? Well, that's right, and they step up. And also, people are more interested in photography, I feel, than ever before. I think there was some 1 trillion photos taken last year, which is just mind-boggling. I can't even put my mind around it. The numbers are just staggering, how many posts there are on Facebook and Instagram, Snapchat, all of that, just each day. It's in the hundreds of millions. And so it's a fantastic time to be in this industry because there are so many new people coming into it, and people that wouldn't have been in it without the availability and the convenience of the point-and-shoots, the smart devices that are out there.
Yeah, and it probably the smartphones get people used to the ability to do digital photography and to realize that they can put them on their computer and they can put them or they can email them to themselves. I guess if it's a bigger camera, they could email it to themselves from their computer to their phone, and then they could put it on Instagram, because it took me a while to realize that Instagram was only on your phone. I remember asking this friend of mine, how come I can't find Instagram on my computer? And she goes, well, Margo, that's because it's only on your phone.
Oh, yeah. So, well, that brings up another point that I just thought of. Cameras nowadays make it really easy to share on Instagram because most of them have Wi-Fi capability. So as you take a photo, you can send it right to your camera or to your phone, excuse me. I'm lately calling phones cameras. And then send it off to wherever you want. And it makes it really easy in your digital workflow to send photos off to people, or you might be out shooting and someone says, you know, I'd really love to have a copy of that photo. Well, you can just take and copy it, send it off, or even the Near Field Connect NFC, and bam, and give them the photo instead of having to go home and search for it and then send it off. So the convenience is just amazing. The world we live in right now is fantastic.
It is pretty amazing and pretty fantastic what you can do. And you're right, it has freed it up where more and more people can take pictures and share pictures. And I think of pictures as capturing moments of joy and moments of fun and just, you know, moments of beauty. Like, for example, that sunset that you took, that's one of the pictures in the slideshow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, well, one thing also about it is people understand that if they do have photos that are really dear to them or really emotional to them, that it would really benefit them to get them printed out, archival printed out, and so they can last through time. None of us have a crystal ball, and 5-10 years from now, who knows if you're going to be able to still open your digital files. People worry about the length of time things will last on a DVD, but what's more important is DVDs, who can even read them now? Most of the computers aren't even coming with a optical DVD reader.
I know. My new one doesn't have that ability at all.
No, most all of them. So, it's fantastic we can take all these shots, but it's also important. Call out some of them that are really important that could mean something to you and get them printed out, put them in an actual hard album. Of course, I'm sounding old school, but you don't have to worry about opening the computer or what software or what your monitor's doing. You just pull it off the shelf and look at it. And if you want copies somewhere down the road, technology keeps getting better, you can just make more copies of it by having it professionally scanned or scanning it yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Those are some really good points, and it's making me realize that there are definitely some pictures that I have that I need to get printed out that way and put them in some albums, because that's, you know, even with the old photos that we would get the prints and then we'd have them in the little packages forever and not get those into the photo albums, that was one thing. And now there's all these photos that are on our computer or they're on our phone or maybe they're on both. And so we've got them all over the place. And you know, it gets kind of overwhelming, I think, how many pictures there are.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing is all of us. And I'm just as guilty. The other day I spent 3 hours downloading and moving and going through my photos on my phone,
mm-hmm.
Because it can hold so many more photos than my camera ever could,
mm-hmm.
and backing them up. And that way, if my phone has a problem, I still have my photos. And unfortunately, at work, we'll get people where their phone will have a problem, and they're unable to get their photos off of them.
Mm. Yeah, you're reminding me that I need to back my phone photos up, too.
Yeah.
Another thing I do, though, sometimes with photos that I really, really like that I take with the phone is I email them to myself, though. So sometimes I have them that way, too, the ones that matter a lot to me. But you're right. I mean, there's a lot of pictures on there that probably we could lose. And hey, everyone out there, let's all go back up our phone's photos this weekend or sometime
oh,
soon.
Oh, please do that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we're at a little bit of a break before we go into the next questions I have for you, and I just would like my listeners to think about the questions that I like to ask during my show. What music do you hear calling you? What are the songs in your heart? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, and that's one of the cool things is photos help us see the beauty that is all around, not only us, but around people in other locations, other countries, other states, other places. So, you know, pictures
oh, yeah.
are just such a wonderful thing. And I love photography.
Well, that's,
and I love
that's
pictures.
One of the reasons I got inspired to do a project that I've been wanting to do for probably 7-8 years. I created my photographer's pocket guide, and this one is just on basic camera settings to help answer the basic questions that all these people who are taking photos on all devices. And the beauty of this guide is it doesn't matter if you're using a smartphone or a high-end digital camera. The basics for photography and that I talk about all apply. I talk about how exposure, how the camera exposes for light, and how you can control the exposure via the aperture and control how much is in focus and how much isn't, how another adjustment for the exposure is shutter speed, and how if it's too slow a shutter, you might get a blurred photo. Super fast, you freeze the motion. People are always concerned or asking about what an ISO is, what an ISO level is. And a curious thing about ISO is in itself it doesn't have to do with photography. It's just International Standards Organization. And it's a organization that measures items. And in the old days, it used to be ASA, American Standard Association. Somewhere in there, they turned it into international. But what that does is allows you to up your ISO and speed your shutter up to prevent blur maybe. But there is a cost when you raise your ISO. It can lower your image quality. Although the newer cameras that are out, you can really raise your ISOs, your ISO level, and still get a good image.
Now, can you do that on a cell phone, though, on a smartphone, or is that just on
well,
a...
you know, okay. It depends on the smartphone. I have a friend who got one that I looked at it, and she had every setting that I have on my digital DSLR camera. Mine, I don't have very many settings, so I can't do that. So it's
mm-hmm.
kind of phone specific.
Mm-hmm.
But the it all applies with again any device capturing photos.
And the photographer's guides are fold, and then they fold out so that you can see all. I have it in the slideshow, one of the sides of it, and the other side has more information on it. And then it folds up into that small size that you can put in a good-sized pocket, or you could put it in your purse or your camera bag. And everybody that's seen them thinks they're just really awesome, and I think they're really awesome. It's just such a cool thing that you created.
Yeah, my first goal in creating it, well, I started out, and in teaching, I had a 8.5 by 11 page that had some of this information on it in black and white, and it was kind of boring. And I would fold it up and take it. My students would do the same. I thought, wouldn't it be cool to have most of this information, or even more information, on a small package that you could easily put in your pocket that has relevant information, opens up and is easy to read, easy to follow. And a couple people asked me, well, boy, it'd sure be nice to have a little more information. Well, I included on them QR codes where you can use your phone, click on the QR code, and it'll open up into its own website, what I call Field Notes, and even give you more information on each one of these topics that's on the guide.
Oh, that's so cool. And I've seen your website for that, and that really is cool as well. That's it's www.photopocketguides.com, correct? For that?
Yeah, that's the website. To get into the Field Notes, though, you basically can do it either through the website, click on Field Notes, or just with your QR code reader you can download them free onto your phone. You just click on it, and it goes right into it.
You get the QR reader for your phone. Yeah, I didn't understand that before, so that's something that I guess that's an app that you can download for your phone.
Yeah, well, some of the phones it comes preloaded. Others you need to download it. And it's good for a whole mess of other items. A lot of places now have more information, and you just bling the QR code reader, and up comes information. So it's really, really interesting. Which brings me to another point. I've started to and am working on selling the guides on Amazon, considering they are going to do 73% of the Christmas sales this year. Figured why not get on the bandwagon. Also, I thought, well, why not turn it into a textbook? And I found out through Amazon's Kindle that I can create an e-textbook, and I just modified my pocket guide this afternoon into a format that I hopefully can easily turn into a textbook. Then people could buy it and actually have it as a small little 9-page book on their smart device.
Cool. That sounds really cool, too. And then, so that's the next step. And then you're also going to have some e-courses and photography workshops that you have planned?
I plan on expanding that into e-courses. In Reading here, we have a group, a meetup group, 5:30 project. And one of the classes was on e-courses and internet. And it's an excellent way to get your message out there. And you can mix text, you can mix video and everything together, even take questions. And so I'll be moving into that. Also, I've got about 15 other guides, or what I call cheat sheets, written down and planned out So hopefully this can just be an ongoing thing. Every 6 months or so, I have a new help guide coming out.
That's really, really cool. Now, what music do you hear calling you now, though? What songs are in your heart for the future?
Okay, well, my big, big dream, and I've had this for a long time, is to help create and operate a chain of camera video stores throughout the country that have members that purchase items from their own, quote, store at a low price and also receive a portion of the annual profits. Where I got this idea was from a favorite store I have, REI, a recreational store that's all around, and they do that, and it's a fun place to be. Everybody's energetic. The prices are reasonable on everything, and they have tours. They've got talks, demos, and everything. With this giant chain of stores to create a community for photographers where they all can share, grow, go to classes, workshops, photo tours, share what they have. And what I found in my own photography, and I'm pretty sure most everyone else, the more you hang around other photographers and go out and shoot with other photographers, the better you become. Photography is one of those things that you can read it, you can watch it, but you got to get out there and do it.
Yeah, you learn more from doing and then from sharing ideas with others, I would imagine. So speaking of sharing ideas with others, we were going to take some calls during the show if people had questions, and I've got a couple of callers that I can unmute, and they can come on and ask you some questions or make some comments.
Sounds
about
fun.
What you had to say. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute the phone number that ends with 8291 first. And are you there?
Hello?
8291? Hello? Tina?
Can you hear me?
You? Yeah, I can hear
you. Can you hear me? Well, I want to say this has been an excellent show, and I cannot tell people how wonderful Dwayne's photo pocket guide is. I mean, not just for beginners like me, but also some of these like high professionals that I know, they're really impressed with it too. And you can order it online and at photopocketguides.com. So I really suggest people check it out. Because when I find something that's really cool, I like to share it. But also I have a photography question. Like Dwayne's camera store, Crown Camera in Reading, well, the store he works at. Do you also like sell drones? And what about drone photography?
Okay, we're just now, we've put an order in for some drones. Unfortunately, they keep getting postponed because they're so popular. But drone photography is a whole nother aspect, a really great aspect of the digital photography. My brother-in-law, Dudley Donator, Margo's husband, he's, I believe, the drone king. really, I hope someday to work out where I have him do drone classes for photography, for photographers. It's becoming more and more of a staple, especially in the commercial end. They are all desiring, and it's understandable because it's awesome when you watch the image and you all of a sudden see it go past 6 or 7 feet in the air where you could with a normal camera, and even get up to 12 to 15 feet, and all of a sudden your perspective change, the whole thing changes, you get to see the neighborhood or the area, and so it's a great marketing tool.
Yeah.
Thanks for the question.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much. I'll sign off so you can have another caller.
Thank you, and have
a
good night.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
And now I have another caller here for you, Dwayne. I believe that could be Dudley himself.
Oh, the Drone King.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Dudley.
Oh, I am there. Good. I couldn't tell whether I was coming through or not. Oh, it's really interesting to listen to your explanations of all these different types of photography and all the different passions you're working on. And I just like to say that I had so much fun working on your photo guide, just helping you put it together, and then to see the reaction of all the people that I've had a chance to show it to as well. And as Tina said, it's not just the amateurs and just the people that are starting in photography, but it's the people that really know optics and cameras and lenses and stuff like that. They're looking at this going, oh, this is the perfect little thing. Because there's always an unanswered question when you get in certain aspects of photography, and this just plain goes down to the root of everything and let you know where that answer is. So it's a great thing, and I think that it's just can't wait to see it get more well accepted and have more people enjoy it and so on and so forth.
Well,
watch it grow.
I want to thank I want to thank you, Dudley, and Margo for the help in making it look professional. You have a talent in just making it have the finishing touches that it's like putting a final touch on a beautiful cake or something that makes it so professional. Most of the people it's interesting, I'll tell them, oh yeah, I created this, and they'll be in disbelief. And I'll go, well, I did have help with my brother-in-law, the graphics person. But you know,
there was very little that I did
that after 17 years. Yeah. let's
well,
talk
it's funny
a little
because...
bit. So, okay, go
ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to talk a little bit about the drones and the drone industry, how it's taking off, and what do you see going on with it, and would you be open to giving some classes on it?
Yes, I would be. And a lot of this, I think it's just as you were saying about photography, it's hands-on stuff. With a device like this, you just have to spend time with it. It's really not that difficult to operate one if you're using one that has GPS controls, because it literally goes to a GPS point, and then if you take your hands off the controls, it'll just stay right where you left it until it runs out of power, and then it returns to home. But I think that it's the more important thing right now is to get the manufacturers to understand where the importance of the industry is, and to provide, I think, more professional type quality drones at a reasonable price. And this is one thing that DJI, the original manufacturer that broke the market open, has really come through, because they're, I think, most popular item is called a Phantom. It's the same one that I have had a couple of, as a matter of fact, and it's a fairly standard body construction. It's a quadcopter, and it works really well. And what they recently did is come out with, they keep improving it each version. First it was the Vision 2 Plus, and then it was the Vision, or it was the 3, the Phantom 3, and then the Phantom 3 Pro, which is a little higher resolution camera. Now they came out with the Phantom 4, which has got a lot of good features like object avoidance. So it can only go within about 3 feet of a tree, a wire, a post, you know, a house or something like that. And then it literally won't go any closer than that. It just stops. It won't allow you to go to the point where you'll hit it. And that's one of the things I think that's most important. Also, then they came out with the newest one that they just released. I think it's just in process of being released, is the 4 Pro. And that camera, which is on the 3, was the highest resolution camera for a common, you know, mass-produced drone, was a 12-megapixel still camera and a 4K video camera. And the 4K video is really the mind blower for a lot of people. And that showed what the camera and the aircraft was capable. But now they came out with the 4 Pro, and that has a 20-megapixel still camera.
Wow.
With the 4K. So this is going to improve low light information. It's going to, with a larger sensor, just give you more information. And for aerial photography, there's so much detail that it really is important that you use a higher memory sensor, or a higher, what do you call it?
Sensor, actually, just memory megapixels.
Just a higher megapixel.
It's interesting how it's going. How is it, though, with the FAA? Rules and regulations, how difficult is
well,
that?
Well, right now, the FAA in the end of the year last year required all drone owners, if they wanted to fly legally, to register with the government. This was a very inexpensive $25 fee, a little bit of paperwork where you put down the serial number and the model number and everything of the aircraft and how long you'd owned it and, you know, all the different things about it. Then you sent it in, and then you got back a certificate that said that you have a set of numbers that are assigned to your aircraft. That has to be – I just used a magic marker on my aircraft instead of getting it professionally put on or anything like that. And just marked it on the side of the aircraft. That allows me to fly legally, and that it also makes sure that I keep into consideration the restrictions on using a drone. They shouldn't be used in high populated areas. You can't fly within 1.2 miles of a local airport or 5 miles of an international airport. Using good sense is always a really appropriate way to fly a drone. And I'm sure there's a lot of people when they first got them that just went out with glee and didn't think as much about good sense as just having a good time. And that's where some people got into trouble, and there resulted in a lot of different crashes. So it's just one of those things. And then the most exciting thing that happened to me flying commercially is that most of my clients want to make sure I'm insured. And up to this point in time, there wasn't really a way to insure it. I filled out a form through my homeowner, my business insurance, through my for the houseboat where our business is and where that liability insurance lies. And it was a 12 to 15 page thing, and it was really for insuring an aircraft. Not a little, you know, quadcopter.
Yeah.
In other words, it took into consideration how many passengers you had and how many engines and all this other stuff. And
no passengers.
The size and the it was ridiculous. I was filling all this stuff out going, there's no bloody way I'm ever going to get this thing. It's just never going to work. And I did turn it into the insurance company, and as far as I know, they're still mulling it over. But then about 2 or 3 months ago, I ran into a thing online, and it's a online service through your iPhone or your smartphone that's called Verifly, V-E-R-I-F-L-Y, Verifly. And what it is someone's taken into consideration that you can pay a fee and then be covered for $1 million worth of liability insurance on the aircraft. Now, that just doesn't cover the aircraft itself. If you smash the aircraft, you got to buy it again. But if the aircraft falls into a highway and there's a massive accident, it does cover that. So this is one thing that was really exciting, and it's allowed me to go out and really perform professionally, where before I had to kind of take a chance, now I can be insured. So that's, I think, the biggest news for drone pilots.
Yeah, that's something that I didn't even take into consideration, you know, the liability of it.
Because if something goes wrong, you're certainly liable.
You guys have such a passion for photography, and it's definitely part of the music that you hear calling you, both of you, is to be doing pictures. And we only have about 5 minutes left, though, so... Dwayne, what other advice do you have? What other advice do you have for our listeners?
Follow their heart, whether it's in photography, music, writing, anything, their children, their family. Follow their heart. Also, if they feel stuck, if they feel like they're not getting anywhere, they might consider looking into finding a life coach. And with the life coach, they'll, as we did, started out with a lot of questions to help you find what's important to you, and it's what's important to the client, not the coach, which is a nice thing. And so they can get direction and start moving forward one step at a time, as we say in our coaching, you and I do. You know, sometimes it takes baby steps. You get afraid to do something, and so you just take the smallest increment step that you can. And it's amazing, one step at a time, and you're on the top of the mountain.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. So many people get so afraid that they don't take any steps, and they think that taking just baby steps isn't going to do any good. But every little step forward takes you closer to it and helps you climb that beautiful mountain that's your dream, you know, or your goal, or your heart's desire, your music, your song in your heart.
And the first thing is that it's got to be something that it's for the person, it's their passion. And then once they start paying attention to it, it's amazing the synchronicities that just start popping up, the people that come into your life, the situations that come into your life that benefit it. I think I was supposed to be in digital photography probably 40 years ago, but it didn't exist. And so I had to do other things until it came about.
Yeah, you were the first one that got me involved.
Yeah.
I really
hadn't heard of it until you told us about it.
And yeah, you literally got me involved. You still are a wealth of knowledge for my photography as I go forward right now.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you guys both, you know, are doing your life's passion. And that's something, if for people out there, to find a life coach, look at their life and see if it's a life that they're being true to themselves. It's like Zig or one of the I think it's Zig Ziglar said, if you're trying to lose weight and you got an overweight doctor, don't just walk away, run away, because how are they going to help you lose weight if they can't even do it themselves?
Yeah.
Yep.
So true. Oh, wow. The time just flew by, and you are so full of ideas and information and excitement and enthusiasm and passion. And people can also contact you through your website, www.greatperspectivephotography.com. And they can find you on Facebook as Duane Brovan, D-U-A-N-E. B-R-O-V as in Victor, A-N. And you're also on Instagram, too, as Duane-Brovan. Thank you so much, Duane, for being on the show, for being my brother, and for being my coaching client as well, and just being such an inspiration in my life. I just am so thankful for you, and thankful for you being on the show today. And thank you, Dudley.
Oh, thank you. Thank you also, Dudley, for all the inspiration and help and guidance and having me learn how to do graphics back in the beginning when I didn't really want to do graphics. Who would know that I end up now, Great Perspective is considered, quote, a self-publisher because I got an ISBN number for this brochure.
There you go. Now, you've always been good with it, Duane. You're a fast learner, and you're really a taskmaster. That's one of the things I've always enjoyed about your personality. You just don't let things go. You figure it out one way or another, and that impresses me a lot.
Well, listen,
you
guys, we're going to lose our listeners in just a few seconds. So I just want to say again, thank you, everyone, for listening, and if you have any questions about photography, you can contact Duane. And next week, I'll be back on Wednesday again at noon. So have a great week, everyone, and thanks again, Duane.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye for now.
Bye.